I got nothing, sir. No sign of Niobe or Ghost. Nothing but blue pills.
Should we jack in and try to contact them?
It won't matter. My gut says they're down.
Then we should start back.
No, if that ship can still fly, we need it.
I was afraid you were going to say that.
Search every pipe, every hole, every crack we know. Sweep as wide as possible, as fast as possible.
Captain, these lines are calling the calamari.
Then the sooner we find them, the better.
Thought you could use something to eat.
Thank you.
Any change?
No. How's he?
He's gonna be fine. At least until he wakes up.
What do you mean?
Captain has some questions for him. He'd better have some good answers. You see these cuts? I think they're self-inflicted.
Why?
BDTs, maybe. I don't know. But like I said, the answer better be good.
Roland, I'd like to run another search through the Matrix.
For what?
For Neo.
How could he be in the Matrix, sir? He's not plugged in.
Please, for me.
This is what keeps bothering me.
What?
His neural patterns don't read like someone who's in a coma. The strange thing is, I see these patterns all the time.
Where?
On someone jacked in.
The big bupkis, Nada. He's not in there.
Sir, I got the projection.
How long?
Based on point of entry and the pass speed, looks like the machines will be in Zion in just under 20 hours.
Jesus H. Christ.
All right, let's move with a purpose. AK, get upstairs. I want you on holographics. Mauser, I want four of NAF guns manned at all times. And make sure we are running on as few pads as possible.
Yes, sir. Hey. You got a call.
What?
Operator. It's Seraph.
I bring word from the Oracle. You must come at once.
Good morning.
Who are you?
My name is Sati. Your name is Nell. My papa says you're not supposed to be here. He says you must be lost. Are you lost now?
Where am I?
This is the train station.
This isn't the Matrix.
That's where the train goes. That's where we're going. But you cannot go with us.
Why not?
He won't let you.
Who won't?
The train man. I don't like him. But my papa says we have to do what the train man says, or else he will leave us here forever and ever.
Morpheus, Trinity, thank you for coming. One thing I've learned in all my years is that nothing ever works out just the way you want it to.
Who are you?
I'm the Oracle. I wish there was an easy way to get through this, but there ain't. I'm sorry this had to happen. I'm sorry I couldn't be sitting here like you remember me. But it wasn't meant to be.
What happened?
I made a choice, and that choice cost me more than I wanted it to.
What choice?
To help you, to guide Neo. Now, since the real test for any choice is having to make the same choice again, knowing full well what it might cost, I guess I feel pretty good about the choice, because here I am, at it again.
Do you know what happened to Neo?
Yes. He is trapped in a place between this world and the machine world. The link is controlled by a program called the Train Man. He uses it to smuggle programs in and out of the Matrix. If he finds out where Neo is before you get to him, then I'm afraid our choices are going to become difficult.
Why?
Because of who the trained man works for.
The Merovingian.
He has placed a bounty on your lives. You must be careful at all times. Seraph knows how to find the trained man. He'll go with you. For years, he has protected me. I hope he can do the same for you.
Please tell me.
Oracle.
I know Morpheus. I can see you are filled with doubt, clouded by uncertainty.
After everything that has happened, how can you expect me to believe you?
I don't. I expect just what I've always expected, for you to make up your own damn mind. Believe me or don't. All I can do is tell you that your friend is in trouble, and he needs your help. He needs all our help.
Are you from the Matrix?
Yes. No. I mean, I was.
Why did you leave?
I had to.
I had to leave my home, too.
Sati, come here, darling. Leave the poor man in peace.
Yes, Papa.
I am sorry, she is still very curious.
I know you.
Yes, in the restaurant of the Frenchman. I am Ramakandra. This is my wife, Kamala, my daughter, Sati. We are most honored to meet you.
Your programs?
Oh, yes. I am the power plant systems manager for recycling operations. My wife is an interactive software programmer. She is highly creative.
What are you doing here? You do not belong here.
Kamala, goodness, I apologize. My wife can be very direct.
It's okay. I don't have an answer. I don't even know where here is.
This place is nowhere. It is between your world and our world.
Who's the train man?
He works for the Frenchman.
Why did I know you were going to say that?
The Frenchman does not forget, and he does not forgive.
You know him?
I know only what I need to know. I know that if you want to take something from our world into your world that does not belong there, you must go to the Frenchman.
Is that what you're doing here?
Rama, please.
I do not want to be cruel, Kamala. He may never see another face for the rest of his life.
I'm sorry. You don't have to answer that question.
No, I don't mind. The answer is simple. I love my daughter very much. I find her to be the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. But where we are from, that is not enough. Every program that is created must have a purpose. If it does not, it is deleted. I went to the Frenchman to save my daughter. You do not understand.
I just have never
heard a program speak of love.
It is a human emotion.
No, it is a word. What matters is the connection the word implies. I see that you are in love. Can you tell me what you would give to hold on to that connection?
Anything.
Then perhaps the reason you are here is not so different than the reason I am here.
That's him.
Get away! Get away from me!
We don't want trouble.
The hell away from me!
We need your help.
I can't help you. No one can help you.
Thank you.
When is the train due?
It is already late. It's not like the trainmen to be late.
You think it has something to do with me?
I cannot say. Who knows such things? Only the Oracle.
You know the Oracle?
Everyone knows the Oracle. I consulted with her before I met with the Frenchman. She promised she would look after Sati after we said goodbye.
Goodbye? You're not staying with her?
It is not possible. Her arrangement with the Frenchman was for our daughter only. My wife and I must return to our world.
Why?
That is our karma.
You believe in karma?
Karma is a word. Like love. A way of saying what I am here to do. I do not resent my karma. I am grateful for it. Grateful for my wonderful wife, for my beautiful daughter. They are gifts, and so I do what I must do to honor them.
Papa, the train!
Yes. Find your bag. Quickly.
Can I carry that for you?
Hooray.
Hurry it up, I'm late.
Who are you?
He is a friend.
Mama?
I know you. So that's what they wanted.
I need to get back. I'll pay you whatever you want.
Oh.
One way or another, I'm getting on this train.
Oh, no. You're going to stay right here until Merovant gets us different. If I know him, you're going to be here for a long, long time.
I don't want to hurt you.
You don't get it. I built this place. Down here, I make the rules. Down here, I make the threats. Stay here with him.
Wings.
I get it. You must be ready to die.
I need to speak with him.
Any way you're getting through this door is over my big dead ass.
So be it.
There are no weapons allowed in the club. At the bottom of this elevator, there is a co-check girl. And if we are lucky, one man will check in weapons.
And if we're unlucky?
There will be many men.
Can I take yours? Oh my God.
Thank you.
questions that I have. I don't believe this.
The prodigal child returns, l'ange sans ses ailes. Are you here for the bounty, Seraph? Tell me, how many bullets are there in those guns? I don't know, but I don't think you have enough.
We only want to talk.
Oh, yes. I'm sure you do. You have fought through hell to do so. Yes? I'll tell you what I will do. Put down the guns, and I will promise you a safe passage out of here.
All three of us?
Oh, yes, yes. Of course. Quelle bonne surprise, n'est-ce pas? Who could have guessed we would all be seeing each other so soon after our last meeting? The fates are too kind. And since you, my little Judas, have brought them here, I can only surmise that the fortune teller has found herself another shell. Disappointing, but not unexpected. I do hope, however, she has the good manners to learn her lesson and to remember that there is no action without consequence. And if you take something from me, you will pay the price.
You know why we are here.
Come now. What kind of question is this? Of course I know. Which is my business to know. Some might think this is a strange coincidence, but I do not. I am curious, though, as to how it actually happened. Do you know?
No.
No? I did not think so. But it is always best to ask. Huh?
We want to make a deal.
Always straight to business, huh, Morpheus? Okay. I have something you want to make a deal. You must have something I want. Yes? And it so happens there is something I want. Something I have wanted ever since I first came here. It is said they cannot be taken. They can only be given.
What?
The eyes of the Oracle. I have told you before, there is no escaping the nature of the universe. It is that nature that has again brought you to me. Where some see coincidence, I see consequence. Where others see chance, I see cost. Bring me the eyes of the Oracle, and I will give you back your savior. It seems a perfectly fair and reasonable deal to me. Yes? No?
I don't have time for this shit. You want to make a deal? How about this? You give me Neo, or we all die right here, right now.
Interesting deal. You are really ready to die for this man.
Believe it. She'll do it. If she has to, she'll kill every one of us. She's in love.
It is remarkable how similar the pattern of love is to the pattern of insanity.
Time's up. What's it going to be, Merv?
yourself in here, you can get yourself out.
Almost, sir. They got some pretty ancient hacks here. We're working them. But you found Neo?
Can't you see him?
No, sir.
You were reading something, but I couldn't tell what it was.
I can't leave you. I have to see her.
No.
It's my last chance.
That's it. That's the secret. To use your hands.
Why?
Cookies need love like everything does.
Neil!
I was hoping to have these done before you got here. Oh, well. Sati, honey, I think it's time for a tasting. Take the bowl to Seraph and find out if they're ready.
Okay. I'm glad you got out.
Me too.
So, do you recognize me?
A part of you.
Yeah, that's how it works. Some bits you lose, some bits you keep. I don't yet recognize my face in the mirror, but I still love candy.
No, thank you.
Remember what you were like when you first walked through my door? Jittery as a June bug. And now just look at you. You sure did surprise me, Neo. And you still do.
You gave me a few surprises, too.
I hope I helped.
You helped me to get here, but my question is why? Where is this going? Where does it end?
I don't know.
You don't know, or you won't tell me?
I told you before. No one can see beyond a choice they don't understand. And I mean no one.
What choice?
It doesn't matter. It's my choice. I have mine to make, same as you have yours.
Does that include what things to tell me and what not to tell me?
Of course not.
Then why didn't you tell me about the architect? Why didn't you tell me about Zion and the ones before me? Why didn't you tell me the truth?
Because it wasn't time for you to know.
Who decided it wasn't time?
You know who.
Then I think it's time for me to know a few more things.
So do I.
Tell me how I separated my mind from my body without jacking in. Tell me how I stopped four sentinels by thinking it. Tell me just what the hell is happening to me.
The power of the One extends beyond this world. It reaches from here all the way back to where it came from.
Where?
The source. That's what you felt when you touched those sentinels. But you weren't ready for it. You should be dead. But apparently you weren't ready for that either.
The architect told me that if I didn't return to the source, Zion would be destroyed by midnight tonight.
Please. You and I may not be able to see beyond our own choices, but that man can't see past any choice.
Why not?
He doesn't understand them. He can't. To him, they are variables in an equation. One at a time, each variable must be solved and counted. That's his purpose, to balance the equation.
What's your purpose?
To unbalance it.
Why? What do you want?
I want the same thing you want, Neil. And I'm willing to go as far as you are to get it.
The end of the war. Is it going to end?
One way or another.
Can Zion be saved?
I'm sorry I don't have the answer to that question, but if there is an answer, there's only one place you're going to find it.
Where?
You know where. And if you can't find the answer, then I'm afraid there may be no tomorrow for any of us.
What does that mean?
Everything that has a beginning has an end. I see the end coming. I see the darkness spreading. I see death. And you are all that stands in his way.
Smith.
Very soon, he's going to have the power to destroy this world, but I believe he won't stop there. He can't. He won't stop until there's nothing left at all.
What is he?
He is you. Your opposite, your negative. The result of the equation trying to balance itself out.
And if I can't stop him?
One way or another, Neo. This war is going to end. Tonight, the future of both worlds will be in your hands, or in his.
Feeling. Are you all right?
I need time.
That figures.
Captain Roland.
What's up, Maggie?
Bane is, sir. He's conscious.
Good. Maybe he's got some answers.
I love that smell. I sure am going to miss it.
Oracle.
I know. Sati, honey. Take a few cookies and go with Sarah.
Can I come back? I would like to come back.
I would like that too.
Then I'll see you tomorrow.
I hope so, hon. I hope so.
Chasing you is like chasing a ghost.
I have beaten you before.
Yes, true, but as you can see, things are a little different now. And you must be the last exile.
The Oracle told me about you.
Really? What did she say about me?
That you were a bad man.
Oh, I'm not so bad once you get to know me. and powerful Oracle, we meet at last. I suppose you've been expecting me, right? The all-knowing Oracle is never surprised. How can she be? She knows everything. But if that's true, then why is she here? If she knew I was coming, why wouldn't she leave? Maybe you knew I was going to do that. Maybe you didn't. If you did, that means you baked those cookies and set that plate right there deliberately, purposefully. Which means that you're sitting there also deliberately, purposefully.
What did you do with Sarti?
Cookies need love, like everything does.
You are a bastard.
You would know, Mom.
Do what you're here to do.
Yes, ma'am.
I really wish I could help. I don't remember any of it.
What about the cuts on your arms? Those cuts are more than one day old.
Yeah, definitely. You're right about that, sir. They look like they might be self-inflicted. But why would I do something like that to myself? Unless, of course, I wasn't myself. But if I'm not me, then who am I?
Has this man been tested for VDTs?
Yes, sir. It was negative. But he is showing a lot of unusual neural activity. Some cross-synaptic firing, as well as signs of recent trauma, with fresh fibrotic scarring throughout the cortex.
I want the truth. I don't care what it takes. Make him remember. We found her.
The Logos?
Yes, sir.
Oh, Tommy, that's some goddamn good news.
Thermals picking up any signs of life?
No, sir. Nothing yet.
What about the ship?
Well, the graphic says the hull is still intact.
Drop her down and keep a man in the rear turret.
Yes, sir.
Get a full diagnostic on that ship as fast as humanly possible.
Careful, sir. These goods are sneaky bastards. Could be a trap.
was that?
You can put that shit away, boys. All she needs is a jump.
Niobe.
Morpheus. Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine. We didn't know what happened after. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm happy to see you too. Did you get Neo out?
Yes. How did you know about that?
The Oracle.
You saw her?
Just before the Sentinels found us.
What did she tell you?
The same thing she always does. Exactly what I needed to hear.
In less than 12 hours, the machines will breach the dock walls. Every simulation we've run, we've seen that once the machines are inside the city, the odds of our survival decrease dramatically. Thus, our primary objective must be to destroy or disable the diggers inside the dock. If we can do that, perhaps we can prevent them from ever reaching the city. If not, the only place we will be able to mount an effective defense will be at the entrance of the temple. It is small enough that it will force them into a bottleneck, allowing us to concentrate the remainder of our defense.
We understand that you've requested additional volunteers.
That is correct.
Precisely what size force are you planning to commit to the primary dock objective?
Right now, the entire APU Corps and half the infantry.
Half the infantry?
If it were up to me, Counselor, I'd take every man, woman, and child, put a gun in their hand, and march them straight into that dock.
Perhaps it is best that it is not up to you.
Time will tell, Counselor.
Commander, just one more question. Has there been word from the Nebuchadnezzar?
None, and at this point, there's no reason to expect that there ever will be.
Perhaps. But we can hope.
I'm afraid hope is an indulgence I don't have time for.
Steve, what are you doing?
Making shells.
They're evacuating our level. We have to go.
I'm not going with you.
What?
They've called for volunteers to hold the dock.
Okay, so you stay here. I know how you feel, Z, but you can't do this.
I have to.
Why? Because I love him.
I love him the same as he loves me. And if I were out there and he were here, I know what he'd do.
But you're gonna get yourself killed. It's crazy, Z.
Maybe it is. But ask yourself, if it were Dozer, you know the only chance you had to see him again was to hold the dock. What would you do? Make shells.
What is going on over here?
An accident, sir. I didn't see it. Sorry.
Who the hell are you?
A unit volunteer, sir.
What's a pod-born pencil neck like you doing volunteering for my corps?
I want to do my part, sir. We gotta hold the dock.
How old are you, kid?
18.
Should have said 16. I might have believed that.
Okay, I'm 16.
Minimum age for the corps is 18. 16's too young.
Machines don't care how old I am. They kill me just the same.
Isn't that the goddamn truth?
Give me a chance, sir. I won't let you down.
You do. And you'll find me and the machines have got something in common.
Okay, charge igniter.
She lives again.
You want us to patch an uplink to reload the operation software, Sparky?
Yeah, that'd be swell. Could you clean the windshield wiper?
Uplinks are in place. I'm bringing her back online.
Looking good, except,
something wrong with the matrix feed.
No, there's not. You're looking at what we're looking at.
the hell is going on in there.
Whatever it is, it can't be good.
The machines have taken Junction 21. The way I see it, if we drop down from broadcast here, Intercept 153, we might surprise them. We'll go first, hammer as deep as we can, then blow our EMP. Hopefully we can punch a hole big enough for you to get through. It ain't pretty, but the way I see it, it's the only way back.
No, it's not. There's another way. A support line. It drops down right here, 1,000 meters short of 21. If we're lucky, we may be able to slip down without them ever knowing.
That's a mechanical line. It's impossible. No one can pilot a mechanical.
I can.
Oh, shit.
I've done it.
That was a long time ago, Niobe.
I said I can do it.
So what? If you can, you'll be the only one that can. There's no way we can follow you.
I know time is always against us. I'm sorry that I took so long. But I wanted to be sure.
Sure of what?
I know what I have to do.
What?
There's no easy way to say this, so I'll just say it. I have to take one of the ships.
What?
To go where? To the Machine City. I know it's difficult to understand.
No, it's not. You're out of your goddamn mind.
I still have to go.
You'll never make it. In 100 years, no ship has been within 100 kilometers of it. You'll never make it.
I have to try.
Is this what the Oracle has told you?
No.
This is asinine. If you want to kill yourself, go do it. But do it without wasting one of our ships.
Now you have to believe me. I have to go.
Bullshit! I am the captain of this ship. I say where it has to go. And believe me, this ship will go to hell long before I let you take it anywhere.
He can take mine.
You can't do that.
Don't even think of trying to tell me what I can or cannot do with my ship after that little speech.
But for Christ's sake, Niobe.
I'll pilot this ship. He can take mine. If we leave inside the hour, we should reach Zion as the machines do. That's as good a plan as any.
The waste. Goddamn waste.
Two ships, two directions. Sounds like Providence, doesn't it, Morpheus?
You've never believed in the One.
I still don't.
Then why are you doing this?
I believe in Him.
Thank you.
What's that for?
To help you relax. To make it easier for you to remember.
What if I don't want to remember?
Why would you want that?
What if I blew that EMP? What if I did destroy those ships and I am responsible for the deaths of all those men? If I did that, it wouldn't be very safe for me here, would it? Not be very safe for you either.
I'm ready.
Trinity, there's something I have to say. Something you need to understand. I know I'm supposed to go. But beyond that, I don't know.
I know. You don't think you're coming back. I knew it the moment you said you had to leave. I could see it in your face. Just like you knew the moment you looked at me that I was coming with you.
I'm scared, Trin.
So am I. Took me 10 minutes to buckle up one boot. But I'll tell you something. 6 hours ago, I told the Merovingian I was ready to give anything and everything for you. Do you know what's changed in the last 6 hours?
You finished loading that ammunition?
Just about, sir.
Let's move it. We are out of time.
You're not leaving them anything?
Said you didn't need it.
I ain't saying goodbye. I'm saying good luck.
Thank you.
I can only hope you know what you're doing. Me too. It was an honor, sir. No, the honor is still mine.
Damn time. We're already late, Captain, so let's hit it and hit it hard.
My baby. Take good care of him. The engine's still firing. Must be a fuse. I'll check it out.
I should have known to send his bitch first. No one ever got away from me as many times as you did. Every single time I thought it was the last. Every time I was sure we had you, but somehow you'd slip through our fingers. I really can't express just how aggravating that can be.
What are you talking about?
I think I might enjoy killing you as much as killing him. You're gonna pay for that.
27 kilometers to go.
Captain, we got an emergency down here.
What is it, AK?
It's Maggie, sir. She's dead. Murdered. I think it was Bane.
God damn it. I knew it. I knew he was out of his goddamn mind. He fired that EMP. God damn it, I should have beaten it out of him.
You searched the whole ship, Captain. He ain't here.
I know where he is.
The Logos.
We gotta go back.
Too late.
You don't know that. What if they need our help?
It's too dangerous.
Why?
Because if he's killed them, he'll control another EMP.
At this point, they're on their own. Just like us.
Mr. Anderson. I see you are as predictable in this world as you are in the other.
What?
He's out of his mind.
It might appear that way to you, but Mr. Anderson and I know that appearances can be deceiving. Confused, Mr. Anderson? It'll all become clear in a moment. Now, thank you for bringing me the gun. You can set it down right there.
Don't do it. Shoot. Shoot now.
Yes. Shoot. Fry us. Burn us alive.
Do it. If you don't, he'll kill us both.
Look at him. He knows he should do it, but he won't. Back away from the gun and turn around.
Let her go.
Somehow familiar, isn't it? We've been here before, you and I, remember? I do.
I think of nothing else.
Who are you?
Still don't recognize me. I admit it is difficult to even think encased in this rotting piece of meat. The stink of it filling every breath. A suffocating cloud you can't escape. Disgusting. Look at how pathetically fragile it is. Nothing this weak is meant to survive.
What do you want?
I want what you want. Yes. That's it, Mr. Anderson. Look past the flesh. Look through the soft gelatin of these dull cow eyes and see. Oh, yes, Mr. Anderson.
It can't be.
There is nowhere I can't go. There is nowhere I won't find you.
It's impossible.
Not impossible. Inevitable. Goodbye, Mr. Anderson.
This is it. It's gotta be.
Projecting 22 minutes to breach.
They can't know we don't have an EMP. They'll have to attack in waves. Concentrate our offense on the diggers. Order the APUs into position.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. well know me. So I'll just say this as simple as I can. If it's our time to die, it's our time. All I ask is, if we have to give these bastards our lives, we give them hell before we do!
You keep loading, I keep shooting. Deal?
Holy Christ, would you look at that?
Quiet. How far to the opening?
1.4 kilometers.
We're still generating two out of field.
Ghosts kill all auxiliary systems. Give me full manual, drop down 4 pads.
It'll bottom out.
Easy, baby.
700 meters.
If we can just get close enough.
Up. Here they come.
Give me full power, full system.
Man the gun turrets. Every goddamn one of
them. Go, go!
Ghost, you're the best gunner we have. Go with them. Morpheus, take his place. Here we go.
Thank you.
all night! Go, go, move, move!
Stop him!
Damn it!
full of incoming.
Sir, yes, sir, but this is different, sir.
What?
I think it's one of ours, sir.
That's impossible.
Holographics are trying to confirm, sir.
Contact them. I want access codes.
We're trying, sir. There's no response.
It's a trick. That's not one of ours. It can't be. That's a mechanical line. No one can pilot mechanical.
Holographic confirms. It's the hammer, sir.
How can that be?
The ship is under attack, sustaining heavy damage, but at its present velocity, it'll reach gate 3 in 12 minutes.
Sir, their EMP could take out every sentinel up there.
It'll take out more than that. It'll wipe out our entire defense system. We blow an EMP inside there, we'll lose the dock.
Sir, we already lost the dock.
Open the gate.
Gate 3's not responding! Critical damage, sir! We locked the door! We can't open it!
There's the exit.
On my mark, you need full power 90 degrees to lower left starboard.
Full power. 90 degrees.
Dear woman, you can drive.
We ain't home yet. What about the gate?
Sentinels are inside the dock.
Are we too late?
Sir, give me the one closest to gate 3.
gone. Captain, I didn't finish the training program.
Neither did I.
We gotta blow the EMP now!
Holographic reports. Captain Mathuny's APU is up and moving to Gate 3.
Don't always squeeze the trigger.
Captain Mathuny's APU has just reached Gate 3.
How much time?
2 minutes to impact.
Captain Mathuny, do you copy?
I think his radio is down, sir.
Mathuny, this is luck. I don't know if you can hear me, but if you can, the hammer's 2 minutes away. You've got 2 minutes, Captain, to get that gate open.
Link.
Get to the main deck! Charge the EMP!
You did wear it.
You kid.
I'm never going to take it off.
Three captains, one ship. I'll assume the other ships were lost under equally pointless circumstances.
It's good to see you too, Jason.
The Council's waiting to hear your explanation. You'll forgive me for not attending, but I have to try to salvage this debacle.
Did I miss something, Commander? I thought we just saved the dock.
What's the problem with you people? You can't think but 5 minutes in front of your face. That EMP knocked out almost every piece of hardware in every APU. If I were the machines, I would send every sentinel I had here right now. Save the dock, Captain? And just handed it to him on a silver platter.
Come on, get it cut. The bridge is clear.
You hear that?
Get that cable wrapped. I want the system back online.
Commander, it's a dock.
He's got it coming. Order everyone to fall back. Seal the shaft. Now.
Move it!
Gave them your ship. That is correct, Counselor, I did.
Knowing what he planned to do with it.
And the Oracle said nothing of this.
She told me that Neo would need my help, and when the time came, I would choose to help him or not.
But what hope can a single vessel have against their entire defense system?
None. It's completely impossible, but he wouldn't listen. He wouldn't even take any ammunition. He was totally out of his goddamn mind.
No, he wasn't. Neo is doing what he believes he must do. I don't know if what he's doing is right. I don't know if he'll reach the Machine City. And if he does, I don't know what he can do to save us. But I do know that as long as there is a single breath in his body, he will not give up. And neither can we.
Temperature's dropping. Here we go.
It is now a matter of time. machines will breach the walls of this city. I recommend that the Council join the rest of the non-military personnel inside the temple.
How long do we have?
2 hours. Maybe less. My men have begun fortifying the entrance with enough artillery to make our last stand. Beyond that, there isn't anything more I can do.
Commander, do you think that we have any chance of surviving?
If I were you, Counselor, I wouldn't ask me that question. I would ask him.
Why?
Because he's the one who believes in miracles.
There. Those mountains. That's it.
Do you see what's out there?
Yes.
If you tell me we'll make it, I'll believe you.
We'll make it. We have to.
Trinity?
I'm here.
Where?
Here.
It's unbelievable, Trent. Light everywhere. Like the whole thing was built of light. I wish you could see what I see.
You've already shown me so much.
What is it, Trinity? What's wrong?
I can't go with you, Neo. I've gone as far as I can.
What? Oh, no.
Do you remember? On that roof after you caught me. The last thing I said to you.
You said I'm sorry.
I wish I hadn't. That was my last thought. I wished I had one more chance.
Let's go! say after that. Do what you want, and I won't try and stop you. The program Smith has grown beyond your control. Soon he will spread through the city as he spread through the Matrix. You cannot stop him. But I can. If that's true, then I've made a mistake and you should kill me now.
Doing? What are you doing?
Morpheus!
What I've done with the place.
It ends tonight.
I know it does. I've seen it. That's why the rest of me is just going to enjoy the show. Because we already know that I am the one that beats you.
We'll be right back.
I can. I really should thank you for it. After all, it was your life that taught me the purpose of all life. The purpose of life is to end.
Perception. Temporary constructs of a feeble human intellect trying desperately to justify an existence that is without meaning or purpose. And all of them as artificial as the Matrix itself. Although only a human mind could invent something as insipid as love. You must be able to see it, Mr. Anderson. You must know it by now. You can't win. It's pointless to keep fighting. Why, Mr. Anderson? Why do you persist?
choose to.
Right here, and I'm supposed to say something.
I say, everything that has a beginning has an end, Neil.
What? What did I just say? Is it over?
did it.
He saved us. He saved us.
It's over! He did it! He did it! He did it! It's over! It's over! He did it! He did it!
What happened?
Sir, he did it, sir. Neil, he did it!
Did what?
He ended the war. The machines are gone. The war is over, sir. The war is over.
Zion! Zion! Zion, it's over! It's over! The war is over! The war is over!
This a surprise.
You played a very dangerous game.
Change always is.
Just how long do you think this peace is going to last?
As long as it can. What about the others?
What others?
The ones that want out.
Obviously, they will be freed.
I have your word.
What do you think I am? Human?
Oracle! We were afraid we might not find you.
Everything's okay now.
Look!
Just look at that. Beautiful. Did you do that?
For Neil.
That's nice. I know he'd love it.
Will we ever see him again?
I suspect so. Someday.
Did you always know?
Oh, no. No, I didn't. But I believe.